Let's talk about the Atom stack, and that's agents, data, apps, and metadata. We're talking about agents, and I like to refer to this as the historic uptake that nobody saw coming. And that's because the misguided headlines months ago wrote themselves, basically. It was things touted such as Agentforce adoption lags or demand for AI agents is slow. And the analysts predicted struggle before agents even had time to prove themselves in production. But Salesforce's Q1 of 2026 earnings call delivered the response that made these prognostications of doom look quite foolish. Agentforce now serves over 8,000 customers, and Salesforce processes 380,000 conversations monthly through agents with 84% resolution rates. Only 2% require human escalation. And here's what the analysts missed entirely. This is workforce transformation. Organizations are implementing digital workers that handle real tasks and operate 24/7. Each of these thousands of companies need people who can design agent workflows, optimize performance, and bridge business requirements with AI capabilities provided in Salesforce and specifically Agentforce. Most of their current workforce has zero experience with this. None. The math creates massive opportunity, and thousands of organizations times multiple roles per company equals tens of thousands of new positions that didn't exist even a year ago. Ross Burton from Investigo Recruiting told me they're seeing maybe 100 qualified candidates in the whole United States for these positions, only 100 in the entire country. So agents represent the first component of Salesforce's Atom stack of agents plus data plus apps plus metadata. This is about understanding where the center of gravity shifted from simple CRM to intelligent business operations automated and now made agentic. The highest value roles amplify human capabilities through intelligent agent orchestration. While your peers worry about being replaced, you could be positioning yourself to become irreplaceable. The goal of our Agentforce Academy is to take you from layoffs to ladders, giving you options and relevance in Q2 of 2K, the second quarter of this century. Today's takeaway is this. The historic uptake happened while most predicted failure. The skills gap is indeed real, and the opportunity is massive. You need only to look at the year-over-year growth rates of Salesforce's various offerings that comprise their revenue streams. Marketing Commerce Cloud grew at 4%, Sales Cloud grew 7% year-over-year, Service Cloud also grew at 7% year-over-year, and then Integration and Analytics grew at a 10% year-over-year rate. And then finally, the other category in their earnings call was Platform and the infamous Other, which grew at 14%. Now compare that to Data Cloud and AI, which grew at 120% year-over-year. The question is, will you fill the skills gap that is widening with each day as the growth of Data Cloud and AI outpaces all the other clouds and will eventually lead the pack? Let's talk about data and why Salesforce just spent $8 billion on your career future. Mark Benioff told analysts something revealing during the recent earnings call. He said he spent around 20 years talking about how to bring Informatica and Salesforce together. 20 years of planning and $8 billion, but why now? Because agents are only as valuable as the data they can access and trust. Organizations everywhere face the same challenge. Customer information scattered across systems with inconsistencies that make agents unreliable and confused. Product data duplicated with different formats. Process information buried in systems that don't communicate with one another. This works fine for dashboards, but agent deployments expose every data quality gap immediately. So the good news is the Informatica acquisition will help solve this problem. Enterprise-grade data catalog, integration, governance, quality management, and master data management built directly into Data Cloud. So, think of GPS navigation. Your location is raw data. But GPS knows speed limits, traffic patterns, construction zones, school zones, and more. That additional intelligence about the data is metadata. Data foundation skills now command premium compensation because you solve the technical challenge that breaks most AI implementations. The real opportunity lies in data architecture for agent workflows. You become the bridge between business requirements and technical implementations. Technical teams understand data, but miss business context. Business teams understand requirements, but can't implement solutions. You can speak both languages, and your industry knowledge combined with data preparation expertise makes you indispensable to organizations implementing agent workflows. The data foundation enables everything else in the Atom stack. Without solid data, agents fail. Master this layer and you anchor your career for the next quarter century and beyond. The third component of the Atom stack is apps, and my most popular Salesforce YouTube video shows me building a Salesforce app in 12 minutes. And for over a decade, Salesforce made app creation accessible to business professionals. That 12-minute skill just became career insurance for us. Remember the phrase, there's an app for that? Building applications used to require extensive coding skills. Salesforce innovation made it accessible in minutes now. And here's what most people miss. Salesforce embedded agent capabilities directly into Sales Cloud, Service Cloud, Data Cloud, and all across the various industry clouds, all where business actually operates inside of apps. Apps are the habitat where agents live and work alongside humans. So what this means or looks like is that marketing and sales professionals, when they design a workflow, such as lead qualification, can build now agents within Marketing Cloud, Sales Cloud, etc., where those workflows are focusing on relationship building. Service managers who architect case resolution agents within familiar processes while handling escalations can do so now inside of Agentforce. This is all about making familiar applications more intelligent and automated. And the great news is that for those of you with years of experience inside of Salesforce, that time has not been wasted. For the agentic era, you are better able to guide AI to produce better results. And the beauty of Agentforce, it is also attainable by those that are newer to the ecosystem. So have no fear, you can learn the foundation and fundamentals of the platform and the agentic layer with Agentforce. It is accessible. It is attainable. It's not easy, but it is possible and you can do it as well. And then also it's important to realize that the Agentforce specialist certification includes several apps as knowledge areas. Those knowledge areas are Agentforce and Sales Cloud, Agentforce and Service Cloud, and also Agentforce and Data Cloud. Those knowledge areas represent various apps and areas where agents work inside of Agentforce. Your app building skills become intelligent app building capabilities in this new era. And when companies evaluate AI strategies such as Agentforce, they need people who understand both the app foundation and the agent enhancement possibilities. So next, we'll explore metadata, the component nobody understands but everyone needs. You'll discover why Mark Benioff included such a clunky word in Salesforce's North Star and how it becomes your 25-year advantage. While apps provide the framework and agents provide the intelligence, metadata provides the business understanding that makes it all work safely at enterprise scale. This is the fourth and final component, in that being metadata. It's the invisible layer that creates market leaders. So few understand what metadata actually means, and fewer still would utter it in public. The word sounds technical, boring, and completely disconnected from business or personal value. So why, oh why, would Mark Benioff include such a clunky term as the fourth and final pillar of Salesforce's Atom stack? He's including metadata here because he's building the foundation for Q2 of 2K, the next quarter century from 2025 to 2050. So let me explain metadata at a street level. Think about GPS navigation. Your location is raw data. Where you are physically at any point in time can be boiled down to longitude and latitude. It is two data points that place you on this globe somewhere. But GPS as a whole knows a lot about your location. It knows speed limits and traffic patterns, construction zones and school zones, and where the nearest Chick-fil-A or McDonald's is. That additional intelligence about the data is metadata. For agents, metadata tells them where information came from, how reliable it is, who can access it, what it means in business context, and what rules apply, and much more. Organizations implementing agent workflows quickly discover they need people who can design governance frameworks, establish data lineage, and create the contextual understanding that prevents agent failures. Your competitive advantage lies in understanding both business context and metadata architecture. Sales professionals who document customer interaction patterns in ways that train qualification agents will be in demand. On the service side, service managers who establish case resolution metadata that guide support agents will command a premium. Salesforce spent the past 25 years, or the past quarter of this century, building metadata management capabilities that competitors still struggle to replicate. And the Informatica acquisition extends this understanding across complete business ecosystems now. And looking ahead, the next wave of agentic advancement will be multi-agent capabilities. That should be arriving to Agentforce probably in time for Dreamforce 2025 in October. This will definitely require metadata expertise that most organizations haven't yet considered. And the professionals who understand this invisible layer of metadata now capture advantages that can carry them deep into the next quarter century. And if you feel like you have some gaps in your skill set, you don't quite understand either agents or data or apps or metadata, don't worry, that's what Agentforce Academy is geared towards. The actual demographic of Agentforce Academy students is years of experience, multiple certifications, and a high discomfort level with Agentforce and AI in general. So if you're feeling concerned about having the imposter syndrome, I've geared this course to answer those questions, fill those gaps, and to help you gain confidence moving forward into the future. So master this foundation and you position yourself for Q2 of 2K leadership. You've learned that thousands of companies and meteoric growth are creating massive talent shortage in the area of Agentforce. The skills gap is Agentforce. You should now understand the importance of the Atom Stack that represents the foundation for the next quarter century of intelligent business operations driving Salesforce into the future. The question is, what will you do with this understanding? The first component, that being agents, demonstrated historic uptake that nobody predicted. The second component, that of data, those data foundation skills command premium compensation because organizations need solid architectures before agents can work reliably. And this is why Salesforce is acquiring Informatica for $8 billion. They are putting their money where their mouth is and recognize that Agentforce requires a firm data foundation. The third component of the Atom Stack, that being apps integration, makes domain expertise exponentially more valuable as intelligence embeds within familiar processes. And then finally, the metadata understanding creates 25-year positioning advantages as multi-agent coordination will require business intelligence most professionals are currently ignoring entirely. So the center of gravity shifted from simple CRM to data plus AI plus CRM plus trust to now this comprehensive platform or Atom Stack of agents plus data plus apps plus metadata that positions early adopters such as you for huge career advantages. Technology transitions create advantages for professionals who act early and disadvantages for those who try to bargain or reason away the inevitable of AI and Agentforce. Cloud computing elevated some careers and did eliminate others. The agentic transition has higher stakes because successful implementations create competitive advantages that will compound over time. The professionals who enabled those deployments become industry leaders because they solve problems before competitors recognize them. You face a fundamental decision that will define your career trajectory for the next decade or more. So position yourself ahead of the curve while the learning window remains accessible, or wait around and be left to compete with everyone else that's discovering these opportunities later once the market is crowded, just like the market is crowded now for the other clouds, but not Agentforce. Multi-agent capabilities are on the horizon. They're coming soon, and I would not be surprised if that big announcement at Dreamforce 2025 this October is multi-agent app capability. And so rather than waiting, I encourage you to enroll in Agentforce Academy. I've updated and improved the training to align with this Atom Stack, ensuring participants master the complete platform rather than individual components. You're learning where Salesforce is heading for Q2 of 2K, not where they've been. The professionals who ride technology waves up capture positioning advantages that last throughout their careers. And this represents your golden opportunity to position yourself for the digital labor revolution. Early adopters do capture permanent positioning and late adopters compete for the scraps that remain. You've already seen this in action if you've been paying attention to what's happening in the Salesforce job marketplace. Agentforce is where the jobs will be moving forward. And as I mentioned previously, everyone that touches Salesforce in any professional capacity will need to learn Agentforce, so there's no reason to wait. Get ahead of the curve rather than waiting. I encourage you to do this. And remember the quotes from the analysts previously about Agentforce being the biggest revenue driver for Salesforce in the future. It will far exceed Sales Cloud and Service Cloud and all the other clouds. It will lead the pack, so why not learn Agentforce? Let's take you from layoffs to ladders of opportunity by enrolling in Agentforce Academy.